Good day, this is Paige Estrotori, bringing you the Financial Services Online's daily wrap for Tuesday, the 30th of December, 2025. Topping our news today, Motorcycle Holdings Limited, an organization listed on the Australian Securities Exchange under the code MTO, has reported a strong 27% rise in net profits for the 2025 fiscal year. This growth is credited to well-executed acquisitions and a thriving e-commerce sector, which saw a surge of 59% in sales. Motorcycle managed to rake in a revenue of a substantial 650 million Australian dollars, marking an 11.6% upturn from the last fiscal year. Despite this, their return on equity still lingers below the industry average at 8.9%, which may suggest room for better capital efficiency. In response, the company has intentions to bolster operational efficiency and its digital strategies for a sustainable growth, promising a more diverse and competitive motorcycle market to Australian consumers. Moving on, the Australian Trucking Association has recently unveiled the winners of the 2025 National Trucking Industry Awards. The Outstanding Contribution to the Australian Trucking Industry Award was presented to Mark Tobin of Followmont Transport, based in Eagle Farm, Queensland, for his commendable leadership. In other categories, Brad Train from the VE Group in Ipswich earned the title of National Professional Driver of the Year. Anne Lopez from Lopez Bros Transport in Enfield, New South Wales, was lauded as the National Trucking Industry Woman of the Year for her contributions towards diversity and inclusion. Meanwhile, Insure Group, a key player in the insurance spectrum for Australia's transport and logistics sector, has managed to break records by crossing a whopping 10,000 processed policies since the beginning of their operation. This milestone, a 25% upswing year-on-year, showcases the escalating need for truck insurance solutions amongst Australian freight operators. The recent 2024 NTARC report suggests that over 85% of grave truck accidents involve multiple vehicles, underlining the importance of comprehensive insurance to protect fleets and ensure business continuity. Finally, a noteworthy regulatory shift has taken place in the Australian trucking industry. As of the 1st of November, 2024, the government now allows a 500-kilogram increase in mass limits for heavy vehicles that meet the Euro V6 or equivalent emission standards in a concerted effort to elevate productivity and align with global environmental norms. This allows compliant trucks to take on heavier loads, which shall consequently reduce the number of trips needed, thus curbing emissions. Many have praised this initiative as a step towards modernizing the fleet, increasing international competitiveness, and reinforcing the government's commitment to sustainability. This regulatory change pairs with a stricter emissions standard for new trucks and buses, providing a more eco-friendly face to the Australian trucking industry. This is Paige Estrotori with the Daily Financial Services News Wrap for Financial Services Online. For more news, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay safe and informed.